How did you, I guess, come upon the inclination to get more information about Monty?
Well, I went to school with him in Williamsfield. Yeah. And I went to school with him in Williamsfield, and then kind of lost track of him because my dad was a barber, and we moved to Toulon. He built a barber shop there. Well, come my freshman year in Toulon, here he shows up at Toulon. And he was the same kind of guy, you know, really laid back, really quiet. Didn't say anything in class. And then we got to be friends again. And then my sophomore year, I come back to school my sophomore year in Toulon, and he's gone. And we just figured his family moved on again.
Yeah.
And never knew what happened to him at all. Nothing. Until I got out of Vietnam, August of 1970, and found out that he'd been killed in action. He was killed by a sniper's bullet.
Mm.
And I found that out, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to look him up sometime, see where he's buried.
Yeah.
You know, because he wasn't buried around Toulon or Williamsfield. No one, none of my friends knew anything about him after he went to the service. We didn't even know he went to the service, really. But come to find out, in 1999, I was in St. Louis for AmeriCal Division reunion, and that's the division I was in Vietnam. And I had a guy come up. We signed our names on, it wasn't before computer and everything like that, you know, on Facebook. They just put a poster board up on the wall. We signed our name, what room we were at, where we were from.
Yeah.
Some guy saw it, and he calls my hotel room phone. And asked me if I, you know, knew Monty Henderson. And I said, yeah. He says, well, I need to come down to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I go.
Yeah.
So he says, he got down there, and he starts telling me about Monty. And I thought, how does he know? You know, and the beer was flowing, so
sure.
I don't know. You never know.
Yeah.
And come to find out, he knew. He told me about Monty and where he was from, and he told me, he says, well, I was with Monty when he got killed.
Mm.
I said, you were? And he says, yeah. He says, I was in the infantry with Monty. And we got up one morning about 7:30 or started to move out on patrol about 7:30, and he says, sniper bullet got him, went through the left shoulder and into his heart and killed him instantly.
Mm.
And I never did get the guy's name. Never did, and I wished I would have, because he would have been a wealth of information on this.
Yeah.
And so it went by, you know, I got home, and after about 4 or 5 years, I thought, I'm going to try to find out where he's at, where he's buried. So I called Graves Registration in Springfield, Illinois. Back then, there was, well, still is probably confidentiality rules.
Yeah.
And they would tell me two things, where he was buried and who paid for the plot. And he was buried in Flora, Illinois. I had no idea where that was at.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, a couple years later, I became a member of the POWMIA committee for the state American Legion. And we had an event going on in Flora, just coincidence. I thought, I'll go down there. I was asked to go down and help with it. And we had World War II, Korean, Vietnam, former POWs. And we were putting on a weekend for them. And I thought, I'll go down and see where he's buried. So I went down there and found out the only thing he had was a little bronze marker.
Mm.
And that was it. After like 41 years. And this was in 2009. And, you know, it just wore on me. Like, how'd he end up down there?
Yeah.
So I started quizzing people around, and no one knew around. None of my friends in Williamsfield knew. None of my friends in Toulon knew. So, you know, I just started digging around and looking up his life, or trying to, you know.
Yeah, and you uncovered a lot, and now there's kind of this lasting memorial to him, both with the actual memorial and the book and the brick at the Veterans Memorial in Galesburg. You know, and as I was reading it, your experience in Vietnam, you were, I forget exactly the terms, but helped American POWs in MIA from being captured. Is that right?
We were in infantry. I was in Maracal Division Infantry, and we were out of I Corps, which is way up north in South Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
We were worked out of the mountains a lot by the Laotian border in North Vietnam, and ran ambushes and patrols on the trails, supply trails, which was really hairy.
Yeah.
I kept thinking about, you know, I remember that because we would get information that maybe the North Vietnamese Army were transporting American POWs north.
Yeah.
So they'd get a helicopter and fly us up there and set us down, and we'd run patrols or, you know, ambushes for like maybe a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd come pick us up. We never did get anybody, but, you know, and then years later I got on this committee. I thought, you know, and I always wanted to do something with former POWs or MIAs. It just stuck in my head, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's, you know, how it started, really, and found out where Monty was buried. It's a long, took me 12 years.
Yeah. Well, I know you did a lot of work over a long time. And it really, I think the book kind of reads like a redemption story in a lot of ways because, you know, besides just, you know, Monty getting killed at such a young age, had such a hard life and dealt with a lot of family abuse. And, you know, frankly, I mean, I felt like it's a life that could have easily and very nearly was forgotten. And yet now, like I said, like there's this lasting legacy of him. And it's pretty moving, I felt like. Is that kind of what you were thinking?
Yeah, at the time, you know, I didn't really know about Monty's life. But the more I kept asking people, and there's so many coincidences in this book of how things just fell into place, or I met the right person at the right time, or somebody called me about something, and it just kind of built and wanted to find out more, you know, about his life and everything, and good or bad.
Yeah.
And there's some good, but probably more bad, really.
Sure.
But it's, you know, I like it. I mean, it's quite a book.
And yeah.
And there's people that I ran into that I told the story, or part of it, and just kept learning more. And they says, well, why don't you just write a book? I thought, well, took me years to figure it out, so I might as well.
Well, can you talk about how you actually wrote the book and got it published? Did you was somebody guiding you or giving you some information, or you just kind of figured it out on your own, or is it, you know?
There's one of my friends that had published a book.
Uh-huh.
So I contacted him, and he wrote some stuff out that I needed to do.
Yeah.
Well, he's published bigger books, you know, and several. So I actually got a publisher out of Independence, Iowa.
Okay.
And we talked to her. And she says, well, yeah, I'll take this on, you know. So we got figured out prices and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I'm probably the last person that thought I would ever write a book.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, people just kept egging me on, and I found out more and more and more. And
yeah, at a certain point, you kind of had to.
Yeah.
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 As far as where can people purchase a copy?
Well, and get a hold of me on what they've been doing, and get a hold of me on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Either that or come to the Wordsmith Bookstore.
Yeah.
Or get a hold of me on Facebook, and I can tell them. My wife and I, we just ship them out of our house, mail them out of our house. We don't. Mm-hmm. We're not on Amazon or anything like that.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, now I even carry them in my truck because where I go, people ask me about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can sell them out of the backseat of my truck.
There you go. You're in Tucson, right, yeah. Still?
Yep.
And one more time, when will you be at Wordsmith Bookshop this Saturday?
This Saturday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon, I have a signing there, and I'm going right before the signing, or around 1 o'clock, that I'm just going to give a short talk on the book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give up too much.
Sure. Yeah.
But I did that at another book signing, and it worked out really well.
I'm sure, yeah.
And it just tweaked people's interest.
Mm.
And I've got some real good reviews
mm-hmm.
on it so far.
Well, excellent,
and it's some, like you said, it brought, you know, little emotion out in
me. Oh, yeah.
And I get that from probably 80% of the people that get back with me on a review on it.
I'm sure, especially if, you know, the elements of Vietnam or abuse mean something to them personally, I'm sure all the more. And also being from this area, I mean, a lot of the – it was cool how you would put you know, like you had the Tom Lowy stories and all these people would reach out. And that seems like small town, small area stuff. You know what I mean? Like in a bigger city, I think – I'm not sure a lot of that stuff would happen. And then like Don Moffat being in like a yearbook, like a few you know, people away from Monty. It was just things like that that were kind of amazing.
Yeah. And Lackey Monument here in Galesburg, I had a lady call me when I was asking questions around, and one of Tom's articles came out, or a story about me doing this. She called me, and I think she lived in Abingdon, and she says, you need to get a hold of Lackey Monument. And I thought, I'd not talked to him, but I had thought about calling him. And I think Tom might have mentioned him in one of his articles, or told me about it. And I was going to call him, and this lady called me and told me first, says, you need to get a hold of him. So I got a hold of him. I tell you what, those people there are great to work with. Great. And then, you know, when Tom's articles came out, several of them, and I didn't know where Monty had gone to school. He went to school in Dehinda in fifth grade, sixth and seventh in Williamsfield, eighth grade in West Jersey, freshman in Toulon, and sophomore in Knoxville. So he was all over, and that's why no one knew where he came from or where he had been. And like you said, it's almost like a life lost.
Yeah.
You know, but now he doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure then, and everybody that knew Monty thinks, you know, well, he probably didn't have as many friends. Well, I found out that he had a hell of a lot more friends than he probably thought he did.
Right. You know? And he was, you know, as you kind of uncovered, he was a lot more intelligent than a lot of people thought he was.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
But the reason he didn't probably share or ask questions in school or answer things, you know, is because of his home life.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some things I left out in the book that really didn't need to be told that were just, it wouldn't have done anything for anybody or the book or me, you know, and it just wouldn't.
Yeah. So
I picked and choose a few things that I had to leave out.
Well, it's pretty clear he had a pretty difficult home life as a boy, for sure.
Yep.
Anything else that you just like people to know, either about the book or your experience, or do you have any other signings, anything like that coming up?
No, this is my last signing for a while, but I have a couple of prospects, one in Galva.
Excellent.
I think it's Galva, and then one in maybe Wyoming over by us.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like this journey kind of just keeps on going for you, so I'm sure it'll have another few turns.
Well,
but
I've dug up pictures that his mother never knew existed.
That's crazy in itself.
I know. And I carry a tote along with me with all this stuff in it.
Yeah.
Of things that I have gotten, you know, just through this. Mm. And people that I've met along the way have just been wonderful. I mean, not one bad impression of Monty have I ran into.
Mm.
So they've all been good. Excellent. You know, they just wondered what happened to him, you know?
Yeah. Well,
it turned out I was the only one that knew his story down from first, or from when he was born to 12 years when he came up this area. And I was the only one that knew his story up here, you know, and put them together. And it just kind of worked out great.
Yeah, you're the perfect man to tell a story, and we're glad you did, and appreciate you coming in today. Thanks so much, Sam.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that.